This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, I ask actor John C. Reilly how the soundtrack for his new movie, Walk Hard, helped him get ready for the role of fictional music legend Dewey Cox.
Oh, man, the soundtrack for this movie was the preparation for this movie. And I felt so lucky. We recorded for about 6 to 8 months. I don't even remember at this point. I think it was about 6 months.
But first, some saber-rattling in Russia that brings back memories of the Cold War. Sergei Ivanov, he's first deputy prime minister in Russia, has been quoted as saying Russia should achieve nuclear parity with the United States. The weak are not loved and not heard. They are insulted, Ivanov told veterans of Russia's military-industrial commission. Military analyst Alexander Goltz joins us now from Moscow. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
These comments sound rather alarming. How significant are they?
In fact, Ivanov did not say something new. Russian leadership still is doing all its best to keep nuclear parity with the United States.
Is it even possible? How would Russia go about trying to match the U.S. in terms of nuclear power?
It's a rather reasonable goal, I must say. As you know, to 1st January of 1912, Russia as well as states have to have between 1,700 to 2,200 nuclear warheads.
And where are they getting these from?
Russia has a lot of problems because it has to dissolve, take from duty now, heavy missiles, which are very powerful, but at the same time very, very old and very dangerous. And our industry cannot just replace them with the same number of warheads. That's why our industry is in a hurry just to produce new missile, Булава, for our nuclear submarines. The problem is that, according Russian leadership, we still look at Russian-American relations, and even more in Russian-Western relations, through the perspective of mutual deterrence. Russian leadership is still sure that its value in the world is determined by number of nuclear warheads.
These comments from the deputy prime minister, do you think that they speak for Vladimir Putin?
It's no doubt. He expresses mutual understanding of Russia leadership.
Mr. Goltz, what exactly are Russia's aims at this point, internationally speaking, with this call for nuclear parity?
Russia really believes that its power and value on international arena directly depends on number of nuclear warheads it possesses. Russia still wants to be equal to the most powerful country in the world, at least in one sphere, nuclear sphere. And according a reading of Russian leaders, it will give Russia opportunity to gain its goals in other aspects of our relations.
How do the Russian people feel about this, what the first deputy prime minister has been saying?
I don't think people are very interested in all specifics of parity. But in fact, and it is also Russian Kremlin thinks that all these claims that Russia will have parity with the United States shows the population that Russia is rising from its knees. And I must say that the rank and file Russia are very pleased to hear such things. No one thinks that maybe government have to spend this money another way.
Writer and military analyst Alexander Goltz, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.